It's been nearly a month since Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico. There's limited water, food, fuel, cell phone service, and internet access. Restoring power is expected to take months. While problems persist, the people are coming together, saying Puerto Rico se levanta, Puerto Rico rises. The rallying cry has brought comfort to Denise Lopez and her husband, who is from Puerto Rico.
It's not just about the devastation there, which is real and it's huge, but it's so much about people coming together and taking care of one another. I really need to remember that myself, too.
Being thousands of miles away in Sioux City, they've felt helpless in the aftermath of the storm. At times losing communication with his family for up to 6 days. Lopez recently received pictures of her mother-in-law's home, which was once a place of peace and family and love.
That was a really tough day.
The cement house was still standing, but everything around it is brown and barren. Hurricane-force winds stripped the tropical trees and swept away her mother-in-law's potted plants.
There's a jungle surrounding the back side of her house, and it's gone.
An outdoor stone table is the only remaining sign that this was once a lush garden getaway where family gathered. When her husband looked at the photos,
he said, "That's not my mom's house."
Lopez told him it was, but he couldn't believe it.
We had to pull up a picture of before and after, and then there was just this silence when I think the reality sunk in.
His 100-year-old mother is still in Puerto Rico. She's trying to convince her children that she should go back home, even though there's no water or electricity. Food remains in limited supply, too. More than 3.4 million United States citizens live in Puerto Rico. In Yabacoa, where Lopez's in-laws live, there's only one grocery store open in a city of nearly 40,000 people.
This is a grocery store that now is open probably 4 or 5 hours a day because they have to run generators to operate. And then you can't buy whatever you want. Things are rationed. And so it's possible you could wait in line all day at the grocery store, get there, and not be able to purchase the things that you really need.
Lines are a part of daily life on the island now. One brother-in-law waited 13 hours to get $30 of gas. Road conditions range from damaged to congested. In many places, the stoplights aren't working because there's no power.
The desire to go there and to help is so strong. And we've talked to brothers and sisters there, and they just say, "Don't come. Do not come. There's really not a whole lot you can do to help us right now." They don't have the materials they need to start rebuilding. And you just add two more mouths to the population that already doesn't have food and water.
Lopez described houses that have no roofs, but people continue to live in them because they have nowhere else to go. Everything is more complicated than it was before Maria.
A huge concern for people in my family, because they're all diabetic, is insulin. Like my sister-in-law said, they stockpiled insulin, but how do you keep the insulin cold?
They don't have any refrigeration. Ice is hard to find, and prices have been inflated. It's a daunting road to recovery in Puerto Rico. When Lopez and her husband started seeing family photos of the damage, they were devastated. But there was one surprise, the big old mango tree by his mother's home.
We kind of have a chuckle about that tree.
Her husband threatened to cut it down. He was convinced that one day a storm would blow through the island and that tree would fall on his mother's home. Once again, he looked at the photos in disbelief.
And he said, "That damn tree is still there."
It's become a symbol of Puerto Rico rising.
I really don't know why that tree is still standing, except for she still has a message for us. That's all I can say. It's just a message of resilience and hope.
For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson. It's almost like praying.